So that brings us to the farewells, isn't it, Nelly? Should I wait for Erki to join us? Is he already here?
Erki's
Erki is already
online.
here. Yep.
Okay, very good. So there are three farewells today, myself, but also Françoise, who was very kind to stay until I left, and Martin. We have already said goodbye internally, but for the stakeholders that are listening to this conversation, let me just say a few words. Françoise, again, to many people, it was really a surprise when you joined us, given that in one of your previous positions, you had been technical chair of EFREC, and then it was your professional duty to challenge us. So to some at least, it was a bit of a surprise that you joined us. I called you. Would you be interested? And trustees talked to you. And I don't think we ever regretted the decision. What it was all about was your immense technical expertise, and I've seen that in the last couple of years, your intimate knowledge of IFRS. I don't think there's any topic of which you have more than that. Of which you just have a superficial knowledge, you really know all the topics in depth. And even despite the fact that you were a part-time board member, that meant that you always had something good to say at the board table. Your input was second to none. It was at least equal to that of any full-time board member. And I know that has taken a lot of effort and a lot of time. You probably spent more time than half time. And I really want to thank you for your immense contribution to the board in the last couple of years. You made your mark on a couple of issues, I think especially management commentary and especially BC-UCC, but again, you contributed on nearly all topics that the board discussed. So thank you so much for your great work in the last couple of years. You're now going to spend more time with your family, and I completely understand that. And I wish you all the best in the coming years. May they be sweet. And thank you again. Perhaps I can go directly to Martin. Martin, your contribution to this board meeting was, as always, brief interventions, always to the point, and always emanating from common sense. If there was any board member who had a lot of common sense, it was you. You obviously had a preparer background, and we could also always see that in the sense that you really knew a lot about the possible costs involved of our possible requirements, and that's something that we really need a preparer insight for. At the same time, you always had an open eye for the needs for investors, which meant that if you judged that a particular proposal that it could be borne in terms of cost by preparers, I knew that it could be, and that we could go ahead with it, even if some of our stakeholders might say this is too costly. So in that respect, you've played an enormously important role. Then, of course, having come from the banking sector, your knowledge of financial instruments, always one of the most difficult topics in accounting. You had a lot of specialist knowledge, and it was extremely important to the board. And finally, I am absolutely sure that it would have been very difficult for us to finish IFRS 17 in a proper manner without your contribution, your immense contribution to this very important standard. And also the credibility that you brought in our conversations with the insurance sector as a former preparer. So I also want to thank you for your immense contribution in these years. I hope we will meet again. We're going to be neighbors. I'm going back to the Netherlands, and you will be in Germany, not too far from the Dutch border. So we have no excuses for not seeing each other in the future. Thank you so much. So I think we give our two board members a round of applause. I don't know if you would like to say just a few words, Françoise.
Well, I would like to say an immense thank you. Thank you to you, Hans, for calling me and interest in what I could bring. And thank you to the trustees for entrusting me with the responsibility of being a board member. And very especially, I mean, a big thank you to my board colleagues, past and present, and for the amazing staff that supports our work. And really, if it had not been my decision to retire, I would have been very happy to continue on board the ISB. So thank you very much.
Martin.
Yes, I also want to say thank you very much for all the support from the staff, also from my friendly board member colleagues, but also from you, Hans, and from Sue for their perfect leadership during the whole the time. Thank you so much for that. Man, I really enjoyed the 9 years, but I also think man, after 9 years, I think it is time to go because my lot, what I, and you mentioned that I could contribute to the board was my experience to be as a preparer in the working in a company. And I think this knowledge also, I think after 9 years, it is gone because man, maybe it's a change. The world is changing very quickly. And therefore, man, as I said, I loved it, but I think it's now time to go. And I wish all of you, I think, a good time making good standards and also looking make standards not too costly, which was always my focus. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin. So, Nili, who's, is it now Erkie's turn?
Erkie's turn, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, dear Hans. This is actually the first time I witnessed a vote of ISB, so it was interesting to see how it works. It is first to thank Hans for your great work on leading ISB for 10 years. You said here, in many issues, you have gone back and forth. I followed a few comments on this goodwill also, but still when we, from arm's length, try to analyze what ISB has delivered in 10 years. From trustees, we are at arm's length, but we have the oversight. Still, there have been a major achievements, and I just go through a few of them, how we see them as a, in big picture. First of all, there have been four big new standards which have changed or will change the world. First one, IFRS 15, revenue from contracts with customers in 2014, essentially enhanced the quality and consistency of revenue is reported. Very important. Second, which is one of the heritages from the big financial crisis also, was IFRS 9 and on financial instruments. It introduced a package of significant improvements, including a logical model for asset classification and measurement, single forward-looking expected loss impairment model, but also from the problem of the company. For 2008, we would be much safer. I think it's a major reform. Third one, a very, very concrete question about the IFRS 16 leases. Because lease contracts were used to fabricate results in many companies. This standard brought all leases to lessees balance sheet, provided much needed transparency and bring to an end off balance sheet lease financing. I think it's very, very important for many big companies in many, many countries. And then finally, of course, the IFRS 17 insurance contracts, which you inherited from your predecessor. Arguably, biggest of them, because it was the first proper international accounting standard for insurance contracts. Now it should enter into force. I must say that's a major achievement. But there are also other issues where you have changed the way how ISP has been operated. You have also seen a new proactive approach to supporting implementation of new standards to help ensure that big standards are applied consistently. And following the 2015 agenda consultation, the board launched the next theme of its work program, enhancing the communication effectiveness of financial reports. I know you have been very passionate about it. You have spoken often also in the trustees meeting. This was coined by the name Better Communication in Financial Reporting. And under this title, many documents were published. First, a practice statement on making materiality judgment and a case study report encouraging companies to initiate disclosure improvement projects. In addition, the board also published a discussion paper, which actually I read recently, on the wider principles of disclosure, which has subsequently fed into a number of projects. And then exposure draft for the primary financial statements project with important proposals for boosting comparability in the income statement and increasing transparency. Of course, another key component has been the management commentary, which you have been very much worked for. You have been carefully monitoring changes in the broader financial reporting landscape and steered the board towards embarking on major overhaul in its practice statements, recognizing that financial statements cannot tell the whole story. They get the part of the story, but not the full story. And then I must say one of my favorite documents, which I will be very helpful for somebody who come late, was the conceptual framework. Because there are so many details in this work. To get this kind of big picture framework, where to put all the pieces, I think this conceptual framework is a great, great piece of document. So any trustee who comes to serve us, I propose them to start it from there. I must say it will have a lasting importance and guide also the board in its future standard setting and then ensure that financial information is useful to investors. There have been many other initiatives also. I must say I was surprised on the title Agenda Consultation because it was a very strange word for me when I came here. But it has turned out to be extremely important. It was undertaken during the first term and again 2015, I learned later, and currently for the third term, which has improved essentially stakeholders' voice in providing input on the strategic direction and overhaul of overall balance of the board's future work program. This stakeholder cooperation is so important while respecting the board's independence. Also, the post-implementation reviews have become established as an important part of the board's process, with three completed, and I understood that two more are currently in progress. And of course, also the whole research work, the new approach to standard setting research, which significantly enhance the effectiveness of the standard setting process. And lastly, let's come to some very big global achievements. I've seen personally how closely and intensively you have been working with the FASP, Phase B on the convergence program, and your relations have been without complex, very efficient, well functioning. You have transitioned the organization to a more inclusive and multilateral path. And especially ASAF plays here a big role. We have discussed this a lot when we talk about the International Sustainability Standard Board, how this kind of practice could be also installed in that context. ASAF has proved to be a highly successful in deepening cooperation with many important members of the global standard setting community. And also, I believe, has provided a regular source of technical input to the board. I'm an outsider there, but that's my feeling. Of course, we have also raised the profile of the organization and seed for its work increased. We have been staunch defender of the board and the foundation. You have been traveling a lot. I admire that around the world. And you have made many speeches. And when we had the meeting with the trustees, I saw that my many colleagues around the world appreciate this very much. They feel that ISB is the organization. And without your input in place around the world, it would not have happened. You have worked tirelessly to expand and bring the ISB family of companies and and companies closer together. When it started, 100 jurisdictions required or permitted the use of our standards. I checked that it was 100, and now this has grown, and the use of IFRS standards has been consolidated. Today, more than 140 countries require or permit use of standards. Johannes, I want to thank you for very good cooperation with trustees. They've been very easy to approach, and you speak up your mind. We don't need to second guess what you mean, which is sometimes helpful. It saves time. It shocks some people, but I rather like it. And we have really appreciated it because it's clear cut and it makes things simpler. But thank you also for your advice and friendship. And I'm sure that when we get into difficulty, we call you also in the future. And I hope you are available. There will be difficult situations all the future. We're in one critical phase from this one also. But I want to, on behalf of trustees, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank you for your work, cooperation, friendship, and I wish you all the best for the coming years.
Well, thank you, Eric. I feel really humbled by very nice words. It is almost too much. And let me start out by truly thanking the trustees for the fantastic cooperation they've had over the years. Obviously, your first task is to provide oversight over the IASB, and you do that. But at the same time, you also give a lot of moral support. I've earlier said I've always sensed a strong sense of camaraderie between trustees and ISB, and we really need that as a standard setter because sometimes it's a bit of a lonely job. So thank you so much for that. I would also like to say, and this is not false humility, it genuinely has been a group effort of our fantastic staff, who are very talented people, my extremely devoted fellow board members, who also provided a lot of camaraderie and the technical insight that I lacked as an accidental accountant, and I really enjoyed working with them over the years. So it was really a group effort, and the sense of cohesion in our organization I felt was very strong, stronger than in many other organizations that I've worked before. And I always, despite the fact that we come from all different nationalities, I think that's actually forced us to cooperate better than normally might have been the case. I was blessed with two very nice and capable vice chairs. First, Ian McIntosh, and now in the last years, Sue Lloyd, very talented woman. And Sue, I apologize for abusing you a little bit too much and giving you perhaps even too many responsibilities, especially since my life was I wouldn't say interrupted, but pleasantly surprised by a little daughter coming my way. Who I also would like to thank is our stakeholders, because such as the people who listen loyally to our discussions. The fact is that without feedback from investors, preparers, accounting specialists, this board could possibly not function at all. We know a lot, but obviously a group of 80 technical people, they cannot possibly guess or correctly estimate all the effects of our proposals on the complex economic reality that we are operating in. And we really need the specialist knowledge of our stakeholders, both investors and preparers who have very detailed knowledge about working with our standards. Also, as a standard setter without direct public authority, we are completely reliant on goodwill with our stakeholders. If it weren't there, it would all fall apart. And our independence, which is extremely important for a standard setter, so that you're not too vulnerable to lobbying, But our independence can only function if the board is responsive, and if the board can make sure that we have listened to everybody who needs to be heard and who wants to be heard. And even if they didn't want to be heard initially, then we would go to them like, you know, we really intensified our efforts to communicate with investors who often did not have the time to write comment letters. So our stakeholders really put in a lot of work in comment letters, meetings, and even in the current very difficult circumstances. So I really want to thank them for their efforts. And I also want to thank them for making my job as diplomat and traveling all around the world, making it such a pleasure to do that. I really enjoyed it, even if it was very tiring every now and then with all the jet lags accumulating. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world. And in the COVID period, I really missed the international contacts. I don't have a meeting gavel, Andreas. But I am symbolically giving you this meeting gavel if I had it. And I really wish you all the best. You come excellently prepared. You have an enormously deep technical knowledge through EFRAG, through your academic past, and as a former national standard setter. So, and as a technical specialist formerly of Deloitte. So you know the standards inside out. You also know our people very well already. Most of our people are very well, obviously not all staff members, but you know most people. So you should be off to a flying start. And I wish you all the best. I wish you a lot of success with these magnificent people that you're going to work with. And I'm sure you will make a resounding success. All the best, and do not hesitate to call on me in the future. But I don't think you will do that very much because you know where you go. All right. Thank you very much. I think this really brings us to the end of this meeting and of my chairmanship. Yeah, I have a couple of days to go, but this is at least the last board meeting I have presided over. Again, thank you very much. And Andreas, good luck in July when you take over.
Thank you very much, Hans, and all the best to you. I'm very much looking forward to taking over from you and working with the board colleagues. But rest assured, I will call on you since you have already left a parcel called goodwill behind. So there may be plenty of opportunities to catch up again. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Hans. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Hans. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye,
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.